This is the P1 Podcast for July 13th, 2008. Sweet Berry Wine! Alright, everybody. Sweat it out! Move it. Go. Come on, Danny. Show us your moves. Do it.
Danny.
Booby shake.
Potty.
It's a P1 potty. Hey. Hello. Hello, everybody. Yes, it is a P1 potty. Everybody potty. All together now.
Hottie in the potty.
I am a hottie in the potty. What are you talking about? Oh, yes. It is the P1 podcast after dark. You never know what could happen tonight.
So scary.
And sexy.
Yes.
Are we going to have sexy time today?
With that shirt you got on? Oh, yeah.
Yes. I will fix that.
The sisters are hanging out. So, hello, P1. This is the P1 Podcast. Episode 10, After Dark.
Holy crap.
Yeah, can you believe it? 10 episodes, everybody.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
Way to go. Yeah.
So proud we kept it together. We've only been through 42 other hosts and stuff, but it's okay. We're keeping it alive. And, man, we're in the double digits now for podcasts. That's amazing.
We're all grown up.
I know. This actually worked out. So, let's see. Well, we got me, P1 Quimby, Tia Quimby, as your host. Hello. I love In-N-Out hamburgers so much.
Oh, talk about it.
Do you know how when you get that In-N-Out craving, though, nothing else will suffice?
No way.
It's like once you want In-N-Out, that is all that will do. And today, we went and I had a hamburger. And we shared some animal style fries.
I love animals.
So good. Danny would hate every bit of it. It is French fries with some melted cheese, Thousand Islands, and grilled onions.
Oh,
finely chopped rice.
I think I had
they
a
actually
tiny
call
orgasm.
It spread.
Ugh. The spread is delicious.
It's the spread.
So good.
You know you can get that separately, right?
Yes. And I always
bomb.
Do.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mr. Quimby always gets an extra side.
Dude, this sucks. Dude, I know I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
you
whatever.
Wanna, you want to save a buck instead of getting animal style fries? You get it with cheese, and then you get the spread on the side.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, look
for
at
free.
You.
That's smart.
You're the smartest person ever. Yeah. And if some of you don't know who this beautiful man sitting across from me is, those beautiful pipes of his. We have Bob and Kudos.
What up?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are my hero, Bobby.
Thanks.
Bobby.
Yes. Do you know that little?
Bobby.
Jake Esparza likes your name. You should feel special. They worked really hard on that audio.
Bobby.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Bobby? What you up to, homeschooling?
Not a whole lot. I quit my job.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you deadbeat now?
Kind of.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah, I don't have anything lined up, but I went on vacation to Buffalo.
Ooh, did you
it's
have some
It's really nice back there. Oh, the food is so good.
I bet. I love
you
East Coast
You have no idea.
Food.
They have a thing called, if anybody knows what this is, it's called Mighty Taco. It's a chain restaurant back there that's probably like the most white trash tacos you've ever had in your life.
Yummy.
Like they have like American cheese slices on there.
What?
Oh, just
but
like
it is so good.
Yummy.
I thought that was something
so
you got
good.
At Cheetah's.
Yeah,
Mighty
really.
Taco.
Yeah.
How would you know, Dennis?
On a Tuesday afternoon, yeah.
How would you know, Dennis?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mighty Taco.
Yeah.
On the front stage. Yeah, but Mighty Taco.
Enchilada nice. On the main stage. Give her your money, guys. Make it rain.
You're supporting her boyfriend's meth habit. Oh, yeah.
Good times. Right so on. You. So what have you been doing with your free time?
Actually, no, I'm still on my last week of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back, and within the first hour of being at my job, I was so separated it for so long
Yeah.
that I came back, and I looked around, and I'm just like, this place is insane. And like all of my management's insane, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like I was pissed off because in my head I was thinking, if I put my 2 weeks in right now, uh-huh, I still have to be here for 2 weeks. And it was that just horrible.
Sucks. Yeah, that does kind of suck.
So I'm on my 1 week, and I'm done with it. I don't know how I'm going to get through next week.
What are they going to do, though, if you just leave and don't come back? You already put your notice in. Are they going to fire you?
You don't get a good
you?
Recommendation.
Yeah, it's a...
It doesn't look good on your
resume. Actually, in California, you can just up and leave if you want to.
Yeah, because they
you don't have to give
volume.
It 2 weeks. Yeah.
Right,
it
because they can fire you for whatever reason,
right.
So can't
it's called
you just
an
quit?
At-will.
Yeah,
exactly. And employment. They can all they have to disclose is that you work there.
Yep.
That's all they have to do.
So what I'm going to do
well,
is I'm
there
leave.
Goes Bobby. Yeah. He's out of there.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm so glad you're here today. We have much more with Bobby. Danny's trying to get some questions from you P1s out there. If you have anything, would you like to inquire of Bobby?
Of Bobby?
Very nice. And we also have Miss P1 Peaches.
Hi! Hi, guys! What's going on?
Hello, girly!
Here
hi!
We go.
Yeah!
I love
so,
it.
How's the wedding planning going, girly?
Oh, my God. So, we had a good day yesterday. Booked our photographer.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's awesome. She had, yes, lots of that going on. She's really awesome. She's really good, and it's coming along. It was a very wedding-filled weekend.
Really? Do you think you're going to become a bridezilla?
You know what?
Look at Karna! Yes! Yes!
Well, her fiance is... Jeez, Danny, hit
Dad!
The table a little harder.
That was hilarious.
I am going to be truthful and
made
say
my day.
I am going to do my best not to, because honestly, though, I have a lot of good support, like, with my family and friends, so I might have a meltdown or two, but I'm going to do my best not to.
Well, I'll make sure to get ordained just for your special day. Kima Quimby as your priestess at your
home. Wait, how do you know that you're invited?
Huh?
I was actually considering her asking her to be in it.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
What?
Statement!
What?
The color of the dress is
what
gonna
is
be,
this?
And I'll give you my yes or no.
I figured I would just do it on the air. I was good there.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Rabble, rabble,
yes.
Rabble,
what?
Rabble, rabble.
Oh my God!
I was gonna ask her if she would like to be in the wedding party.
Oh my gosh! I'll totally give you away. Yes. Yes. Don't worry, your dad can have a seat, and I'll walk you down the aisle. And when they ask who gives you away, I say I do. Because
no, when they ask who gives me away, you say Swipper One.
And then we'll drink a lot of sweet by wine.
No, otherwise. You pretty much talked me into it when you said, I'm a really good bridesmaid and I know what to do. And I
do.
And
oh,
I don't
what
make...
a suck up.
Yeah. Yeah really.
No, I know to do everything you tell me to do and never say no.
And Ronnie was like, yeah, you should totally ask her because she's like your newest like cool chick friend.
That's
you
right.
Like, ask her, and she's not going to stab me in the back or S on me. So
everybody wants to
well,
be my friend.
I don't know about that
friend.
Second part.
What
a lot
did
of
I
sweet
say?
Berry wine.
Yeah. Maybe a golden
no!
golden shower. I'm a professional at this.
Oh no!
I don't know if you know this. I got a degree in.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Okay.
If you ever have a sunburn, call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real
junior
good.
College.
Uh-huh.
Associates in.
Exactly.
But
it's
yes.
kind of like esthetician school, but except you're
right.
peeing on everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Would you like a pee facial?
Did the whole thing online.
Oh, it is sterile.
I got
would
to
you
print
like a
out
urine
my, my diploma.
A urine?
<Ew. laughs>
It's raunchy already.
Yeah. Okay. It's after dark, sweetie.
Any hoot.
Anything
so,
can happen. So anyways, we got P1 Danny, who's just downstairs making out with my boyfriend.
Hi, what? Danny.
You love my boyfriend a lot.
Dude,
admitting.
He's awesome.
He's your corrupter.
Yeah, everyone remembers that voicemail.
I am your BFF. She's so mad at that.
Now get in my oven.
Yeah.
And I was going to also ask Danny, what are your thoughts on the new iPhone there, sweetie pie? Talk to me, baby.
Well, if it worked, I'd tell you.
But you're all now, all over. You love your iPhone now.
Yeah, I do.
I'm very amazed.
Well, it's like once I hacked it, it actually works as a phone.
Right.
Congratulations.
Well, like
yeah.
That.
Well, you know, once you like hack things, like a website.
But you got turtles in your
eye. Didn't you learn everything you knew from that guy, right?
Oh, no.
Did he teach you how to do
no
it?
No comment. No comment.
Hello, nerd. Hello, hello. Such a neat.
Taught him how to perform hair transplants.
Oh, yeah.
So how was your week, Danny?
It was good. It was good. It's short.
Really?
For some reason, Wednesday felt like Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if it felt like that for you guys.
I was
going to
say, like, you can't really have a short week. I mean, yeah. It's 7 days for all of us, man.
It sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerk.
I was just like, oh. And then I had to go 2 days with, like, no morning show or anything. It was so weird. Yeah.
Oh, can we talk about this for a minute? Danny's complaint this week. He's like, oh, no, it's 9:30.
Oh, be quiet. No, no, let's not talk about this.
I don't have any work to do. Oh, I'm at work and I fell asleep watching a movie.
Call the wambulance. Yeah, the wambulance.
Let me get you some cheese with your wine, yeah. Dean.
Oh, we're so sorry you had to leave work at 9:30.
I didn't leave.
Oh. So dumb.
I was done with my work.
Are they hiring me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny's taking over the shop for his stepdad.
Well, either way, you might as well be like you left because you could just D around all day, so whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're the worst ever.
This guy's getting a lot of hands-on training. For instance, he's learning how to build a three-tier playing card house.
Whose voice is that? who is
Dude,
that over
that
there?
Card house was awesome. You know it.
Whose voice? It sounds like the king.
Yes, it does sound like the king. His name is P1 Spaceboy. Oh, my gosh.
Hello, hello.
You are my friend. He's so cool.
Welcome to the spaceport.
Hello. Hello.
Me.
So, Spaceport, are you getting in prep mode for that Comic-Con that's coming up there soon?
Actually, yeah. I'm working on my Harry Potter robe.
Yeah.
OP. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating. Let me tell you. I'm probably just going to end up buying a whole new robe. My robe is from the first movie.
Dude.
So, we're like 5-6 movies in now, so I need to...
Can we talk about how much it's going to cost you?
Upgrade.
Sure.
$130, dude?
Yeah, $130 for the
robe. On a robe?
And about another 30 or 40 for the shirt.
Dude.
And probably another 30 for the tie.
You could feed like 400 kids in Africa with like that money.
But he'll look like Harry Potter.
That's true.
He'll have pictures with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just thinking. I went on the Guinness Book of World Records site, and one of the things that they just had was most video game characters in one spot at one time.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
70.
Damn.
We could outdo that.
Gina?
At Comic-Con, do you think that you could get enough people dressed up as video game characters to beat 70 people?
Different characters?
Yeah, just people.
That'll be easy.
Just people dressed up.
That's so easy.
Yeah,
that's easy.
We could have a Guinness Book of World Record holder. You could have a plaque on your wall.
That's crazy.
Did every single one of the 70 people get one?
I think so. I don't know.
Like one out of 70?
I call Princess Peach.
Okay, dorks.
Weird, dude.
But are you getting rested? Are you almost ready to go?
Actually, I'm in training right now because, you're basically going for 4 days. So
really?
I'm running 6 miles a day and doing 300 push-ups.
Expelliarmus!
Good. Are you, practicing up on all your comic book knowledge and whatnot?
I am in the market for a Spider-Man, and Wednesday preview night, I'm going to hit that thing hard looking for my comic.
Cool. Are you going to play Magic the Gathering? That's my other question.
No, I will not be.
I actually got permission to hang out with him at Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Woohoo, geek.
He said, I know I'm going to be busy, but if you want to tag along, then you can come.
How VIP are you?
I know.
Wow, you're cool.
What can you say? It's the way it goes.
I saw Sean William Scott from real far away one time.
Oh, I saw Angelina Jolie up close and personal at the Comic-Con one time.
Dude.
The lesbians took over the room, by the way. Every question at that microphone wasn't about her career or if she's doing any more comic book movies. It was like, oh my gosh, Angelina, I love you so much. Such an inspiration. Will you marry me? 50 chicks said that, and I was about ready to just start gay bashing right then and there. I didn't even care. I mean, I don't care. Shut the hell up with your gay-ass questions.
As if she's going to be like, you know what?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I will.
As a matter of fact, F. Brad Pitt,
F. Brad,
you come with
you're
me.
You're it.
Well, that's like those people that move to Hollywood and stalk those celebrities.
Really, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. I'm just gonna drive the bread truck and hit it big with the movie star.
Well, let me tell you a couple of things
I've
discovered about Comic-Con so far. They're gonna have Dan Aykroyd from the Ghostbusters.
Wow!
Along with Ecto-1, is gonna be at the Comic-Con.
The actual Ecto-1.
Sorry,
to promote the new video game coming out. Also, Tori Amos is gonna be there.
Oh, your lover!
MythBusters, Ghost Hunters.
MythBusters gonna be there.
Stargate. A lot of the cast is gonna be there.
Who?
Oh.
What?
Stargate.
I'm just going to go and peruse around downtown. I won't go into the con.
Is Heroes going to be there?
I think Heroes is going to be
there. Yeah, Lost. There's going to be a Lost panel, though. Lost panel is the most important because they're going to have some fake stuff going on. throughout the panel.
It's gonna be like the Oceanic panel, like when they get back and they're just like them up
so
there.
Sick, dude.
No, you know what they're gonna do is they're like recruiting for that company. What's it called again?
Dharma.
Well, not for Dharma Initiative. They named it something else and said that they were gonna be downtown recruiting
in San Diego.
For jobs.
Yeah,
Jack in the Box.
Do you remember that? Are you a Lost watcher?
Yeah.
Right when the last episode aired, they aired a commercial that they were going to be in like San Diego.
I torrent them, so
yeah. Oh, okay.
I have no idea about commercials and
what are these things?
Yeah. So they like it's a fake company that like broadcasted their entire commercial over all of the United States.
Really?
Basically saying they're recruiting the week of Comic-Con here.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting. Nice.
I'm in. Hey.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I don't know. Hey, I got something else for us to dive into.
Job. Jobless in San Diego.
You guys ready for a little bit of
P1Site.com?
Oh. P1Site.com.
Get it, girl.
P1Site.com.
Too much estrogen. Yeah, no kidding, right?
God, I love listening to this song. Everybody quiet.
Oh, look at this.
I'm in ecstasy right now.
Oh,
oops.
You deep.
So, P1Site.com. Danny?
Yes.
What's up with the site?
it's dead according to you guys?
Yes. It has been dead since the show went on vacation.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens. But, you know, I'm trying to do some things that I'll switch around. I added a new topic today.
And what is that?
That would be random debates.
Yes. OMG.
I love it already.
Really?
Even though I haven't been in there yet. I know I will.
Sounds excellent.
Yes.
The reason I created it was just because I had a lot of random questions that I want to ask people. And a lot of the people on the side are my friends anyway. So it's like, I want to know, like, who's left-handed, who's right-handed. Who likes Pepsi? Who likes Coke?
Coke.
Coke.
What?
Coke.
All up in my nose.
You guys are on Coke.
Glass.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
The drink. You're talking about the drink.
Coke. Yeah.
Oh.
That Coke.
Well, then that's different.
Speed versus meth.
Speed versus Mountain Dew. Yes.
Black tar heroin versus
Special
a
K.
Hershey's bar. Ecstasy versus shrooms. Discuss.
Oh, shrooms all the way. You see stuff. Not that I would know.
Hey, what are you even talking about?
I saw a dolphin once.
Oh, so we got a random debate thread. That's beautiful. We also have, are you a gun owner?
Yeah, I was just curious about that. Are you really? Okay, cool.
Hate it.
So, yeah, it's just a bunch of random questions. We have a, would you fight a black bear or... A what?
A silverback gorilla.
Oh, wait, this is you fighting one of those?
What would you rather fight, a bear or a gorilla?
Question.
Oh, I'd say the gorilla.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
You could, like, coerce a gorilla. They're smart.
All night.
Dude, you could put up, like Acme signs and stuff. You know, just,
And then the other one we have is the, would you rather be in the Antarctic naked or in the Sahara wearing full snow gear?
Full snow gear in the Sahara.
Sahara.
Because your sweat will keep you cool. Because that's how people in the Sahara
get cold. They get cold quick, that's why.
You might as well be in the Antarctic.
I'm already cool.
Their hearts are made of ice anyway.
Yeah, really. Yeah. This is nothing.
Just flapping some of my sweat off Danny right now.
That's so much
funny
going over there. Yeah, get that sweat away from me.
It smells good, though.
Smells like patchouli oil.
Ow! Oh! Look at me asking. I like patchouli oil.
Anyway.
We just had a little fight.
Little spat. It's okay. Mom and daddy are just having a spat. It's all good.
I am sweaty and I'm sorry. I mean, there's not much I can say for it. I apologize. God made me this way. What do you want from it? What else is going on the site? Danny, talk to me, please. Give me some love.
I started another thread where P1s can post where they spot the P1, anything that says P1.
Oh.
And you guys see that?
You did? Because at my
work?
That's
funny. I wanted to start
parking
something up
lot?
Like that,
did you?
Yeah.
Right on.
I took a bunch of, yeah, it's like parking lots.
Parking
like
lots
P1.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was watching Back to the Future 2, and there's a scene in one of the scenes.
Uh-huh.
They're on P1, like level, I guess, P1.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's really the only place you're going to see P1.
Yeah, pretty much. Like
but
parking
any
garages.
Parking any parking garage in the world.
They
you
just
know.
Put it at my work just
Boom.
Recently.
Really?
P1,
What's
parking.
Up,
P1.
Okay. So Ronnie's or Karnat, sorry, who's Ronnie? Karnat's BFF is a CHP, and he says that the term, I heard him use the term P1 when he was telling a story about a car accident, and I was like, what, were they like a Mikey Show listener? Like, I didn't get it. And
he was
like,
so funny.
Yeah. And he, and
we got another P1 crash.
Yeah. And he said, no, the term P1 is actually used to describe as the individual that caused the car accident.
No way.
So, really? Like, for example, like, say Quimby rear-ends Danny. Uh-huh. Quimby would be the P1, and Danny would be the P2. Like, that's what they would say. And I was like, whoa. You learn something new every day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, every time I play my Mario Party on my Nintendo DS.
Talk
when,
about it.
When we do the little, like, you know, where we connect our two DSs, I am always P1.
Yeah.
It always says, you are P1.
Player one.
Apparition did that, too. He said the same thing.
Wii, too.
It's so hot. Love it.
Feels good today.
Yeah, it does. So, I really haven't been on the site a lot. I'm not going to lie, kids.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Anything else?
Movie section, amazing? I've been blowing it up, unfortunately, because I have had so much downtime at work.
Oh, cry me a river. Yeah.
Danny had so much downtime that he watched Solaris and loved it.
Dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love Solaris. The old
really?
One, right?
See, look at this. She didn't even watch it.
No, the George Clooney one.
Yeah, the George Clooney
one. She did not watch it, and she was talking so much smack about it because of her family.
The most panned Clooney movie ever.
She's never seen it. Never seen a frame of
Hell
that
no.
movie.
But my her dad family watched told an hour her, and sent it back.
See? It's all about her dad. Her dad watched it, hated it. She hates it.
That's right. How much bullcrap is that? And he tells me who to vote for, too.
What?
My dad tells me who to vote for.
Yeah. Her dad fills out her ballot.
Yeah. See, that's why women shouldn't
vote.
Never mind.
Yeah. I'll say it.
I'm a horrible, horrible person.
Is this the right one?
Hey, we also have the first 6 minutes of Dark Knight, the link to the first 6 minutes of the movie.
It's on Dig.
It's I found it on
awesome.
Torrent. It's on Torrent.
It's everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, Mary Ray started the Big Brother 10 thread.
Yay, Big Brother!
Boo.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
It's going to be so good. They got a 75-year-old dude named Jerry on it this season, and I love old people.
Is he going to, like, screw, like, an 18-year-old or something crazy?
That'd be so awesome.
Isn't it both him and his wife?
I don't know. I haven't watched all the introductions.
Still, is he gonna screw an 18-year-old?
Yes, he's gonna have an orgy in the hot tub in the backyard.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome. Go Jerry. Go geriatric love.
Do Whoa, it. Whoa, Viagra.
And we also have favorite movie endings is another good thread in movies and TV.
Oh, I talked. I posted on that one today.
Really? Yeah.
What'd you put?
I put Forrest Gump. It's so sad. But holy crap, it makes me cry every time.
True that. True that.
Oh, it's great. Forrest Gump.
No, he's
do you have any,
cry.
Bobby?
I'm trying to think.
How about the end for Requiem for a Dream?
Oh, that's horrible. That made me insane for about 2 days. I was just like, oh my God. At any point, I could go insane in my life. Yeah. I didn't need to know that. Like, within a matter of months, my life could go into shambles.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You're
going to
wake up in jail with both your arms off.
Wow.
Yay.
I could screw up life.
Life is awesome. I also put up the ending to Neverending Story.
What?
That was rad.
Wait.
When the kid gets picked up.
That's
the
false
big,
advertising.
The luck
There's
dragon.
There's an ending to Neverending Story.
Yeah. The end to the Neverending Story.
You go in there thinking you got it made for life,
well,
and then suddenly it's over.
And
then
you get part two with
like
was that
four
little boy
of them?
In that one?
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, I know.
The
Dude, I tried to watch
one
it
is
recently.
The best. How can you say the Neverending Story, the OG version, was
Yay!
The worst?
No, second one.
Second one was really bad. But I love the part with Atreyu!
The should have ended story.
Somebody in that thread took a picture.
That's so
of,
freaking funny.
Somebody took a picture of the front of the Neverending Story, like, poster, and instead of the words Neverending Story, it says about 94 minutes.
That's funny.
That was a good ending to the movie because the little kid, like, you know, saves the little queen in her little tower. And then he returns the book, and then he gets picked up by the luck dragon.
Great.
Like,
you know what? Some of our listeners might not have seen it, but you know what? Now they don't have to.
It's ruining
it. The already ended story.
I am the worst.
It's all about the usual suspects.
Why did I visualize Danny flying around in a luck dragon trying to rescue Quimby out of the castle?
I can't think of a better ending than
Usual
Suspects.
I agree with that, sir.
The Usual Suspects.
Dude, seriously.
That's it.
That's it.
End of that movie.
If anyone can trump it, go on the site and
try.
Never seen it. Is it good?
What?
You've never seen American Pie.
Just
quiet.
Watch it.
Yes, I have.
Really? American.
Yeah, I have.
He said that. He hasn't seen Porky's.
You haven't either, so be quiet.
I haven't either.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Danny. I'm tough. I got balls. Whatever.
But TZ. Okay, TZ made me laugh really, really hard because he said that his favorite ending was the ending to Pulp Fiction. And he goes, wait, that was the middle.
That was the middle. Oh. Yeah. Memento.
That was good.
The first, 5 minutes are so cool.
Casino, the very first scene.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Kai dies.
Whatever, opening scene to Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, when Gandalf's falling down the thing and he's stabbing that flaming guy in the stomach with his sword. What? Anybody?
It's his staff, actually.
His staff?
Or is it a sword?
Oh, yeah, his staff. That's right.
I might want to cut you a little.
Oh, brutal.
Gandalf is cute.
And harsh. Oh, and also, Penguin Cat had posted a thread called Help Save Boobs. And what you can do is go donate because she's doing the 3-day walk for breast cancer. And
I did.
It's pretty awesome.
I donated. My name's on there.
I made it for payday, and then I'll give people some money. And anything else hot on the site, Danny? Anything major?
Mikey's out of surgery.
That is true.
Yep.
Yes, he was in the hospital extra day just for observation. But as of yesterday, he is at home.
Yep.
Being taken care of by the family, so he's okay.
Awesome.
Yay.
That's good to know.
Yes, it is good to know. So, we're going to do a little something this week. Danny started a thread.
Oh, yes. Talk about it.
Because he likes to talk crap for no reason. This just came out of the blue. And Danny on the site flat out challenged me yet to another round of P1 trivia. So...
hey!
Here we go! And here we go. Today we are playing P1 Trivia. How many points are we playing to, Space Boy?
I will ask each of you 5 questions.
Okay, that works.
And the one who has the most points wins. In the event of a tie, we have a tiebreaker.
Oh, F. Lightning round!
Oh my gosh!
No.
So anyways, Danny's been talking all this crap. I haven't said a word.
You never do.
Danny's
always
won,
him.
Danny's won 2 times before, but I've actually won money over my knowledge of the Mikey Show with Danny, so that's really all that matters to me.
For reals. You're way better anyways, and we all know.
Danny thought that every year of the 28-hour show, they raised money for charity.
Meh.
Wrong. They only started that last year.
They didn't do that the one before this last
one?
Nope.
They haven't never done that.
And they even talked about that. They were like, this time we're going to do
it. Yeah, Danny was so sure I was wrong. He bet me $20. And so I said, I am right. Go ahead. Check your facts. Emailed Eddie. And what do you know? I was right. And I won money.
Oh, my God, Quimby. That's
did you spend it on nothings?
I spent it on laser tag, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. It was an hour-long laser tag mission. It was pretty brutal.
Worth it.
I was so sweaty when I got out of there.
I gotta do that with you guys. That sounds fun. I gotta do that.
What, laser tag?
My jeans are
bomb. I've never done it before.
We're gonna do it pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the shizzle. So, Space Boy's gonna be the one asking us questions. And does anybody have a coin? Coin? Anyone have a coin?
I have an iPhone you can flip.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I do. I got a coin.
Oh, yeah, she has a coin. So, right here.
Alright. Oh.
Okay. The coin just disappeared.
Yeah.
We're screwed. Peaches has one, though. Yes. Stalling.
Nickel.
Okay. Danny, you
have
call
Bobby
it.
Flip it.
Okay. Danny, heads or tails?
Bobby.
Danny, heads or tails?
Heads.
Oh, I can't see. There's not much light.
Let's.
Heads.
Yeah.
No! So, Danny, would you like to receive
you go
or
first.
Kick off? Okay. I'll go first.
Okay. Quimby, your first question. What medication is Mikey allergic to?
Oh, by the way, can we steal?
No, you may not.
Dang it.
Mikey's allergic to penicillin.
Oh, okay.
That is not right.
Darn.
I'm crying. What is he allergic to?
That ends in cillin, right?
No.
What is it?
It's morphine, right?
Possible.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
Okay, we have Bobby here to verify.
Yeah,
that is correct, sir.
Thank you.
We would have been hanging in the balance like, uh-oh. Flawed question anyways.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, maybe Danny will get this one wrong and you'll be back to where you started.
Sure.
All right, Danny.
Look how pissed she is. She won't even look at
her. I know.
I don't really even give a shit.
What is Ashley's boyfriend Mark's real first name?
Sean.
That is correct.
Easy.
Really?
That is.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right. Your second question, Quimby?
She won't look at you, dude.
That's okay.
So give her a hard one just to piss her off.
Who on the show made and lost a bet, which the consequence was to run around the Clear Channel building naked?
Oh! Can I answer that if she gets
it? I know
it.
What we talked
Sky.
About?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Remember, she didn't streak.
I'm so sad.
Look at her. All her crap talking. All no, of her crap talking.
Danny, I did not talk any crap. You're the only one who's been talking crap. You called me out.
Can we rewind this podcast like 2 minutes?
I'm the only one who ever won money off of a
Yes!
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Thank you!
I don't
Thank
need,
you!
I don't need it.
Levels.
Yeah, I don't need any team kudos
victory.
For this.
Team victory.
I've won money.
You
Danny
cram
wins
it with your team
nothing.
Victory.
Team victory.
I really don't give a crap. Danny's the one who's been talking his crap and wants to look like the genius P1, even though
anyway.
Mikey talks about him every day.
You
I mean,
call in like five times a week. You call in every day.
Okay, moving okay. on. Let's moving go. On. Let's go. Let's right. go. Danny?
All right. Danny.
Yes.
Mikey's father told him he could no longer be in his life when Mikey was drinking.
Yeah.
When Mikey left his father's house, where did he go and what did he buy?
Oh, I know this.
Went and bought a bottle of alcohol.
From?
Liquor store?
Liquor store.
What? You shouldn't. I don't even know the type of alcohol he bought.
That's a correct answer.
Oh, I think it's rigged,
whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware I was committing against
BFFs over
peaches.
Here who talk about the Mikey Show every day, share audio with each other.
I think someone's dude. Bitter.
Which means we know
That's
more.
Why she's gonna
I don't think green looks good on her, dude.
Sorry. I'm sorry you don't have all these audio interweb crap.
Do I have all this audio?
This
look at
so
you
bad.
So...
Okay.
I'm not even pissed,
I love
though.
It.
Focus,
yeah, right.
Focus.
That's why you won't look
I'm
at us.
Focus.
I'm trying not to hit you with my damn fan, you ass.
Fan damn. Focus.
All right, okay. Quimby. Ready?
Yeah.
Fail.
Okay. Who won okay, the no, two chefs you. Cooking session competition last May? Who came in first? Who came in second?
Last May?
We were both there.
Yeah! You mean at the 28-hour show?
May,
no.
you retard.
Whenever no, you said last May, so I thought you meant last year.
Like, 3 months ago.
Okay.
Last maybe.
Two chefs came and they did a little competition.
Yeah.
Who won? Who came in first and who came in second on the show?
Mikey came in first. Eddie came in second.
It was the other way around.
Hey, Danny, will you stop laughing in the microphone? I'm going deaf.
We should have saved this competition until last, because now
sorry,
she's going to be out.
Dude. This is so funny.
I don't care, Danny. If you want to be like Mr.
Her,
I know all the trivia,
look at all
kiss
the crap
my
talking.
Ass.
Well, here.
I won $20 off of you because you're an idiot.
And you're
so
looking like a retard in front of all the P1s.
That's
okay,
because
okay,
Nerd
okay.
already did that for us.
Danny, you ass. Look at it.
All right, Dan.
I really
yeah,
don't
stop
care.
The show. Why don't
this
you
doesn't
take a picture?
My life,
all right,
wait for the flash. Red eye. It's nope. Wait for it again. Still doing red eye. Triple flash, and then that's the real. One.
I,
there
no,
we go.
I don't care. That's the thing. I don't.
Can
care.
Can I take Quimby's
Sounds
place?
Like it.
Danny, if you
no,
want to be,
no.
you know, Mr. Popular, fine. You're the genius.
Let's I will slaughter him.
These are two Hall of Fame inductee P1s. These both
okay.
of them should know the majority of these questions.
Okay. Danny.
Well, then who came all in right. first and who came in second?
All right. Eddie came in first and Mikey came in second.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
She right. was close.
All right, this one's a little bit tough for Danny, okay? This one's Danny's tough.
Oh, wow, an actual tough one for Danny?
Name seven character voices that Mikey has done over the years.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's so easy. I can name like 20.
I know. Danny gets all the easy questions.
Okay, you go first and then Peaches will name 20. Go ahead.
Okay.
If it's so easy, then I'm going to purposely lose on this one and give it over to Quimby where she can do it.
Oh, you know what? That is crap. Don't you even.
What do you say, Quimby? Do you want to answer it? Everything's
Oh, yeah,
should
that's
keep it.
Totally the easiest crap ever. Voices, right?
Yes.
You ready? Dr. Wayne, Barbara, Carrie Underwood, Beto, Katherine Hepburn.
That's five.
Come on, girl.
OJ Simpson.
Six.
And Sky.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to go for 20? Peaches?
That's 13 more. Go for it.
Okay. Tyrone. Yin. Eunice Simpson. That's a new one. And
yes, that's really
Eunice! Or however that goes. He does... Oh, he already said Sky. He does B-Rob. He does Ashley. He does Zeth. He did Bobby Kernels. Becky did. How many am I up to?
I stopped counting on them.
That's 14.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You got six more.
I got six more?
Yep.
He does Sean. Does he do Sean?
No.
Oh, you said moderate OG already. Dr. Phil.
Think Jaws.
Yeah.
Jaws. Oh. Oh, Neil Diamond.
Good.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. 17. Two more.
Oh, my God. Is there even two
Oh, wait, no. Three more.
I have two right here that you haven't named yet.
Oh, yeah. Are they, like, obvious ones?
No.
No?
Obscure.
But the guy from Jaws.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Kettner Kidd spilling out all
the time. Yeah, the Kettner Kidd. Oh, and he does Hannibal Lecter, too.
Yes, he does. One more.
Oh! Oh, my God. I'm, like, freaking out.
You can do it. Oh, I know two. I know two more.
Two more that I haven't done yet?
Yeah.
Well, let her finish.
I'm trying to think. Now I'm, like, all on the spot, and I'm, like, freaking out. He does a Mexican guy really good. Well, that's because he is Mexican.
There's two.
Oh, Shauna!
Yeah.
Woo!
Nice. And not to forget the Woods and Bauman. So do I get that point since Danny gave it over
to
me?
No, we're not stealing, remember?
No, you didn't want him to do that. You wanted him to actually answer it. So he answered it, so he gets the point.
Did anyone say Buffalo Bill?
What?
Oh, forgot about that.
Hannibal Lecter, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who got the point on that one?
No one, because I gave it up.
Oh, did you give it up?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
I gave it up.
So I guess it's my turn again.
Okay, what big event did Ashley attend this week at her okay.
Oh, let's give away the end.
Okay. Sorry. I'll strike
her
that one.
Her brother's wedding?
Yes. I am.
What event did Ashley go to that involved her brother in a wedding?
Whose brother's wedding did Ashley attend?
Yes. Okay, another Ashley question. What 1990s movie does Ashley say is her favorite?
Ooh. Dumb and Dumber.
Good.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I know, you were used to playing that.
We landed on the moon!
All right, Danny.
Yeah.
Where is Sean on vacation this week?
Sean. Oh, Lake Tahoe.
Nice.
With his 7-Eleven dude.
Yes.
That is it, right?
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Quimby.
Yes, sir?
What is the only type of salad lettuce that is acceptable to Sky?
None of it.
No, there's definitely a type. Iceberg.
I didn't even know that one. That's crazy.
Oh my God, Quimby's coming back.
All right, Danny, last question.
Yeah.
What does Skye call her eccentric neighbors? And in which movie does the reference come from?
Oh, do I have to
answer them both? Two-part question.
Klopex, and I don't know what movie it comes from.
It's the Burbs.
It's the Burbs.
Greatest
movie
ever.
God. Okay, so if Quimby can come back, it will be a tie.
Wow. That's it. That was the last question.
That was?
Yeah.
Oh, never
Sucka.
Mind. Well, then.
Danny wins by 1 point.
Who wins?
In that case, unfortunately, Danny wins.
And that was with giving up a point, too, I think, right?
Danny wins. P1 Trivia. Yay.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Here, great.
Whatever. I still won $20 off Danny because he thought he knew everything.
And he still looked like a fool in front of every P1.
Nope, I don't.
What was
I
the final
really
score?
I don't really care,
Danny. Final score was Danny 3, Quimby 2. Very close.
Darn. No tears falling in my eye.
She's so emo right now. Just
whatever,
like, just
dude.
Like Rita.
Boys Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, Danny. You're a special person and nobody cares.
Sucka.
You're the bitches like you are the reasons everybody's gonna leave the site anyway. So
isn't that the PM you got?
Yes, that I'm so ugly.
Yeah, and then she went and cut herself right after that.
Yes, and made myself vomit because that makes you prettier.
I was ready to slash that bitch's head. Okay, sorry.
Well,
sorry.
Next
oh
step,
my god.
So anyway, so next up, gang, we're okay. Yes, Danny wants to be the Mikey show. So what we're gonna do?
What?
Oh, here it is. She's
Danny wants to.
Here we go. Just because she freaking lost, she's going to be all bitter now.
I'm not even better.
Really?
I'm just saying, you just want to be Mikey Show Jr. So we're going to play the movie game like they do on the Mikey Show.
Yay!
Really?
Oh.
Okay.
And welcome to the movie game. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the movie game on the P1 podcast.
Another? We've never.
Yes, and your host
today
is P1 Space Boy.
All right, I'm back.
Oh,
wow.
The man.
So the way the game works here, ladies and gentlemen, is that Space Boy will read off a random word, and we'll start with Peaches.
Oh.
She must say a name of a movie.
Okay.
With the word he gives us. Then okay. We'll go to Bobby, then me, then Danny.
I'm nervous.
If you can't think of a name, you are out.
Within 5 seconds.
Going
5 seconds.
Until we have
the wiener.
We have a wiener. And that person, hey, you get a ham to the head. So Jai is not here. He already got his ham to the head. So somebody will get a ham to the head today.
Since this might go pretty quick, so we might want to do it a couple times.
Let's do it 2 times.
All right.
So wait, let me write it down. So it's going to go me,
Peaches, Bobby,
and then
Quimby, and Danny!
Okay.
Okay, now to clarify, I could give you a word, I could give you a theme, I could give you an actor.
Do word and
do
actor.
Words.
Words.
Words, themes.
Yeah, words.
I don't know about actors, dude.
Yeah.
Really? It's up to you, themes. But...
Words are good, yeah.
Well, this is how we're going to do it.
Okay. Well, you're the director. This is how we're going to do it.
I wasn't asking you.
This is how it's going to go.
All right,
Dimitri, let's do this.
What is our first...
All right, Daniel, let's start with you, and we'll go around... Oh,
me for... Oh,
I'm sorry.
Welcome to P1 Podcast.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah,
sure. July 13th.
Okay, and go around this way?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got this.
Love it. All right. Weisenheimer. All right, Peachy.
Yes.
Movies with a color in the title.
The color purple.
Green Mile.
The Red Violin.
Red Dawn.
Clockwork Orange.
Red October.
The Man with the Red Shoe.
Purple Rain.
Varsity Blues.
Ooh.
The Big Green.
The Green Mile.
Oh, no!
No.
He already said that one.
Suck darn it. I would have been lost, too. Thank you.
Tia Quimby is out.
Are we doing once around or everyone gets like 2 lives?
No, it's once around.
Once around.
All right. Okay.
Starts with Danny.
Danny. Mm-hmm. Movie sequels.
Back to the Future 2.
Godfather 2.
Terminator 2.
The Lost World.
Men in Black 2.
Damn it.
Bob is out.
Just name sucked. A movie, bro. And it's
I know.
A yeah. How about Godfather 3?
How about The Karate
sequel,
Kid 2?
Right? Oh, I guess that's a sequel. Yeah. Kind of, yeah. I just started
Teenage
looking down
Mutant
your hallway.
Ninja Turtles.
And Fast and the Furious. Secret of the Ooze. Yes.
Secret of the Ooze.
Ninja.
Any of the Harry
go
Potter
ninja,
movies.
Go, ninja.
That's right.
All right, Danny. All right,
it's now down to Danny and Peaches.
Here it is.
Rob Schneider movies.
Hot Chick.
Deuce Bigelow
2.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Ooh. Adam Sandler movies now, apparently. Crap.
Girls Club!
Estrogen, you lost, you suck.
Mammogram,
your balls
smash your
just fell
boob. Out.
Your Y chromosome.
So we're going to do another one.
Yeah,
are we going again?
I got
yes, ham
more.
To the head for Peaches. Congratulations.
Woo! It was a glorious ham.
Yes, ham to the head.
Honey glaze all down.
And a 1 and a 2 and a ham.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wait.
Yes, we got to get a picture of this. Document. Yes, Bobby. Empire Strikes Back. I agree with nice. Dark Helmet. We live stream the P1 podcast through stickcam.com. The link is available to you through p1site.com. So
I thought it was stick ham.
Tell your friends and family.
Yeah, ham.
But, you know.
Tell your friends and families
ham.
That we do this sometimes.
Wah, wah, ham on a stick.
Okay. We're going to start again.
Okay.
Should be more
and,
meats on sticks.
And shall we go in the same order? Does that work with everybody?
Yeah, it works.
That's cool.
All right.
Here we go.
I love the music.
Movies with the as the first word of the title.
Whoa.
Oh, F. The Godfather.
The Green Mile.
The Animal.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah,
brutal.
Mr. That's... I know movies. I'm going to win. I'm going to kill
so
all
awesome
of you.
Awesome, because I had no more after that.
I have plenty.
What? Ronnie's like willing it into me. He's like, come on, babe. Come on.
Like, I'm an idiot. Now
almost,
all of them are coming
almost any
them.
Horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. Anything.
The Thing.
The Blob.
Oh, The yeah, Shining.
The Blob, The Shining.
The Led Zeppelins.
The Led Zeppelins.
The Yellow Submarine.
The Back to the Future.
Wizard of Oz.
The Bad News Bears.
I just watched one today.
The Sandlot. The great
good call. Okay. All right. Red is our next one. Peaches starts.
All right. Jim Carrey movies.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura 2.
Number 13.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's wrong.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
There you go.
Walk on the Moon?
Yeah.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Dumb and Dumber, like what?
I want to squeeze him.
Liar, Liar?
Liar, Liar's my favorite.
The Truman Show.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
The Cable Guy.
The Mask.
I can't believe nobody said that.
Oh, my God.
That movie's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That movie's creepy as all hell.
Yeah, dude.
It is right, Tia Peach.
All right, it starts with me. All
right, you're next.
So who's out now? Bobby's out?
And the boys are out.
The boys are out.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's starting?
We'll make our own
it's
show.
It's girl versus girl.
She's starting. Okay.
We got some girl and girl action now. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Yes. Woo. I'm dying for this.
Move. Yeah. Karna busts out his camera.
Okay.
Just hold it down halfway.
What is it? Let's go. I'm ready.
Let's go. I'm estoy lista.
Movies featuring superheroes.
Oh.
Superman.
The Incredible Hulk.
Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2.
What?
Superman.
You just said that. Batman's coming out next week.
You could have said Spider-Man 3. You could have just said Superman 1, Superman 2, Superman 3.
That game will get you.
I know.
I know it.
Let's put on the spot.
Freeze up your brain.
Yeah. Holy crap. I want to.
I want to play again.
And in the Star Wars theme.
Well, I don't want to rip up the Mikey show.
Yeah, you shut up. Okay, sorry, Mr. Popularity. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Congratulations, Peaches. You're the woman.
I know,
thank
dude.
You.
Twice.
Girl power.
It's
girl
my
power.
It's my pink Power Ranger shirt. It's giving me powers today.
Yeah. It will give you powers.
Pterodactyl.
Wow, that was super fun. Talk about pterodactyl.
Talk about another movie that starts with the Power Rangers, the movie.
I never saw that.
Dude, that color was, purple.
You didn't see that in the theater?
What?
You mean you guys didn't go wait in line for 5 minutes for
I think I was like
10
and my parents were taking me to that. Yeah.
Their suits were all metallic. Okay.
Wow.
Ah, well.
Anyway.
That was a good game.
Since we played a Mikey Show game, how about we dive into happenings on the Mikey Show over 3 days. Hey!
Nay!
Oh, I didn't really get to listen to a lot of it at all.
I know a hot topic that was this week was talking about family and mouth kisses, whether you kiss your family on the mouth.
Yeah. I think on accident sometimes we kiss on the mouth in my family, but otherwise we're a kiss... We're keys cheekers.
What?
We're keys chickers.
We're cheek kissers.
Such a clown.
We kiss on cheeks and give lots of hugs.
I couldn't believe it. Like blew up and like and then I felt all gross because I was like, dude, I kiss like my mom and dad, but like not my brother. My brother that'd be weird.
Dude, that one guy kissed his like twin sister.
Yeah,
or
see,
sister.
That's weird. That's weird.
Like, oh.
Yeah, his twin sister.
Angelina Jolie.
Family.
Yeah, yeah no kidding.
Go. No,
she
that's
on, like mounted
that's
him and dry humped
so
him
weird,
after
dude.
She won her golden glove, basically.
But you know what? If you grow up in your family like that and that's normal,
yeah,
then
that's
who,
kind
then
of
who cares?
Matter,
who cares?
Some people are calling like, yeah, we do it. What's the problem? And like,
yeah.
I grew up in a family where it's like, no.
To each his own.
Freaking Quimby freaking tried to make out with me like the first, like on 4th of July, because she had a little bit to drink.
I'm a kissy person.
She's all, Pinches. Oh my God, I love you. Get your ass over here. And like she wanted to like kiss me
here
a
we
lot.
Go.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was on.
Well, you know, I love my friends. Yes. And now I'm going to be at your wedding. We have to practice your kiss.
Oh.
Church tongue, not porno tongue, okay?
Yes. And her fiance has to picture it out again. Don't worry, we'll practice.
Yes.
Yes, and I'll show you how to do it. I mean, because I'm sure you're a virgin, right?
Oh, 100%.
You like that, don't you?
Ooh.
And then?
Hi. Hello. I remember a topic for the Mikey Show. They were talking about weird names that celebrities name their children.
Yeah, that was a hot one, too.
And then the thought occurred to me that my mother's side of the family, there are some weird-ass names going on over there.
Yeah, okay? Dude.
That's right.
My mother's name is Benny Lou.
Like as in...
Yeah, like, you know, like Benny and the Jets, and her middle name is Lou, L-U, Lou.
Yeah.
People will see my mother's name on mailers and stuff like that and think she's Asian. Which is kind
or
of
a guy.
Or
oh,
a
really?
Dude. Yeah. We constantly get stuff for Mr. Benny Lou Evans.
No way.
Yes,
well,
but not only
amazing.
That, her sister, my aunt, my three aunts, we have Ruth Ann, That's how we say it. Aunt Ruthanne.
That's his. That's whole name? Carnett's sister's mother-in-law's name.
Yeah, and then we also got Joe Edith. And not all of these we say Aunt Edith. Yes.
What is she from? 1942.
They're from Odessa, Texas, in the middle of nowhere. And then my youngest aunt.
Yeah.
Hello,
Joe.
And then my youngest aunt.
I'll tell you what.
Her name is Dolly.
Hey, Dolly, you want to go down to the what do they call it, those movies?
You want to go to the Nickelodeon? Yeah.
Let's all gather around the Nickelodeon.
Yes, let's gather around the telly.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I got an Aunt Dolly, which is funny.
It's the bee's knees.
Oh, hey! Ah, yes. She has
pajamas.
She
just fabulous.
Thanks, clothes, Mac.
Yes, but it's very weird because me and my
brother. For a whole like 6 month period, me and a buddy of mine tried to bring back 20s slang.
You're swell.
No way.
It kind of got out there a little bit, but that was about it. It stopped
what
at like
what?
Yeah. Totally. No. There's sites you can go to that just have like 20 slang terms. Oh,
so cats cool. Meow.
Yeah. It's great.
Knees. I'm gonna bring back.
I would
bee's
like
knees.
It. Yeah, the bee's knees.
Ooh, last night I was
cats pajamas.
Speakeasy.
That's what I was trying
speakeasy.
To say.
Yes.
What is
speakeasy.
The movie term? Like a picture.
A talkie.
Yeah,
a talkie.
There you go.
Turn the picture awesome. Box off and make sure the talkies aren't too loud.
Ginger Hill, vaudeville is dead. The TV is a box of air.
I will be in the sitting room.
Lincoln's been shot.
Watching my talkie. Yeah.
I love it.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Mother, where are you, mother?
Now, you know what's funny though is that when you think about like the 20s, they were more crazy. Than our generation.
Oh, for totally. Sure. For sure. Because it was like.
And you
so
look at these old ladies now that you know were just like crazy in their prime.
No,
they were
I
doing
watched.
Coke.
Yeah.
And
like prohibition.
Like, oh, yeah. Like prohibition.
Lesbian stuff.
Flappers and prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
And then you hold like the whole depression.
The oldest profession.
One of the best right here.
Then the stocks dropped.
Yeah. The depression hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lord. It even hit the prostitutes.
Ooh. I got another topic we can talk about.
Oh, I'm
sure this will make somebody in the chat room very happy. This is just for you, big guy. There's going to be an arm wrestling tournament July 19th, and our very own P1 arm wrestler is going to go over the top and rule and pwn everybody.
Man.
That's right. And we got, who's the guy that's going to be announcing? The guy who drank the motor oil and over the top?
Ew.
The heck is his name? Somebody tell me. Now. Danny's Googling.
Fred.
Quickly. His name is John Grizzly. And, July 19th, SoCal Arm Wrestling Tournaments. I believe that's up in Oside. What's up?
What up? I live there. Oside.
And I promise it will not be like the movie The Fly, where the arm wrestling tournament goes horribly wrong as Jeff Goldblum, my bad. Breaks the hand of his opponent as he gets super fly strength.
What?
Yeah, I was watching The Fly the other night.
I can't watch that. That movie freaks me the F out.
When he starts growing all that hair.
Yeah, and then he goes into the machine as the fly, and then he comes out as an even worse, oozier fly.
Yes. But make sure you make it on down. We have a link to the Mikey Show, to the event, to the whatever.
No,
and,
we have a link to the event on the main site.
On the intercon.
Sure.
On the interweb.
And the interweb.
And it takes you to Harold's... There apparently, dude, there's a arm wrestling board, like forum like ours,
oh,
but like
nice.
A gnarly one in North America.
Whoa.
And that's where he like posts all his stuff, so it's all there.
Sweet.
This guy's got really far strong forearms. It's not because they're arm wrestling.
That probably isn't.
Wow. That was hilarious.
Quimby the guy arm wrestles for a living, probably because of the arm wrestling.
Yeah.
So Danny, why don't you compete then?
Oh!
Anybody?
Daddy's got a really strong forearm.
The girls need some better jokes, guys.
Because he doesn't think about porn ever.
No.
Let's think about orange juice.
Orange juice?
Never mind.
Okay.
Talk about my lame ass jokes. Orange juice, no!
I'm dead.
It's so freaking funny, Fanny.
I knew that was coming out.
Oh, yes. Hello, yes.
I need to enjoy it.
I love Daddy.
Oh, what? Bobby's not good enough for you?
No, Bobby's awesome.
He just dissed you, Bobby, like right in front of you.
Oh, that's cool, man.
It's cool, baby.
It's cool, baby.
It's all good.
That's cool, baby.
I mean, rolling and whatnot.
You know how it is. Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Danny?
What is that from?
That's from Grease.
Grease.
Oh.
Get with the times there, big guy.
I won't fast forward through that movie.
You better hang up.
I just watched that for the first time the other day.
Wow.
It's surprisingly bad, right? Good.
Bad? Congratulations.
It's, it's pretty bad.
Aww. Thank you.
But it was like, you know, for what it was, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, it's good, but like,
you're just like, film people. Don't get John Travolta. Like, what are you
can't
doing,
do that,
man?
No. It's like, but then you should
can
like
do
Pulp
Face
Fiction?
Off again, you know?
Yeah. Face Off.
I will take his face.
Oh. Dude, that movie's bomb.
Yeah, it is. So, Danny, any topics on the Mikey Show last week that jumped in your face?
You want to talk about that girl blogging about her date?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That poor girl. That guy's a
poor
jerk
girl.
Ass.
What?
See, I didn't know how I felt about that.
Wait,
like,
explain it.
Okay, a girl called in and said that she went on a... No, a guy called... A guy.
Hi, dude.
Guy wrote in.
You drunk?
Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
What's in that rock star?
Yeah.
Vodka.
Not sugar.
Delicious. So anyways, some guy emails Mikey and says that he went on a blind date with this chick and that after the date, she blogged about it. And his name wasn't mentioned or anything. She just blogged about the date. And he says he won't see her anymore because she blogged about their date on MySpace.
See.
Good things or bad things?
Just fine things.
Just
things.
Blogged
about
just
the date.
Fine things.
Just normal. Yeah. See, here's what I... Here. Yeah. See, I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I don't know why he got so butthurt if it was just like that. But if she was talking about, oh, my God, and he, like, farted at the table or something. Like, that's a little much. I think that's messed up.
If he did, then it's his fault anyways. What's he doing farting at the table?
I thought... I started more with... And you want to know what, though? You got to understand that if this girl's that type of girl... I mean, everybody blogs everything on MySpace. Like,
yeah, that's
you
like,
don't want a chick that's gonna be like spreading all your stuff online though.
But
okay,
she never said his name or anything personal about him. She just talked about a date she went on.
But here's the thing:
it's her right as an American.
If she's blogging that first date,
yeah,
do you realize that every time they have like, dude, I had a friend that had a girl like this,
yeah,
and she never said his name, but she would just badmouth him
the
entire time, every single time that they had a fight, when they broke up.
Yeah,
and after a while, I was like, come on, just
get over
it.
Yeah, but you never know. But wouldn't she be a smart person to be like, if he really liked her, you know what I mean? I think he would overlook that. It just seems like an out for him to say,
right.
You know, I don't like her.
Yeah, but definitely.
There's plenty of first dates.
Yeah.
There's girls that don't blog.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
That's
like, there's girls that don't blog.
But if he really liked her, I think he'd just look past and be like, yeah, who cares?
Right.
Whatevs.
But she probably didn't wow him that much.
Yeah.
And she blogged.
6-7 times a day.
Oh. Dimitri, get out of here. But no, she...
Let the romance
she might be
begin.
The type, though, that if she does blog about every little thing, that's messed up. But if she's just talking about her first date, yeah, first date's like a big deal. Maybe she just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if she talks about every little thing, then yeah, that's messed up. Like,
it's her right as an American, though.
But I was really
it's publicizing private life.
I was, but I think as a deal breaker, though, that's a little much as a deal breaker. I think he was just looking for an out, like you said.
Yeah.
But again, first date.
Yeah.
You know, there's girls that don't blog.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, then, yeah, date a chick that doesn't blog, then.
Here. And if you don't like a man who doesn't have gold, then dump him tomorrow.
Good thing Carnut has gold, or else I wouldn't.
Yes. Oh, you want to know another great Mikey Show topic? Oh! Zethian and Oots lost his license.
What?
Yes, and apparently the show made guesses as to when Zeth will be pulled over and incarcerated. He lost his license in April and owes $1,100?
Oh, that's a lot.
For
in
what?
Fees. In fees.
That's like a year's pay.
And, yeah, exactly. And one of them is actually Marietta. So you'd have to drive up to Marietta, pay it, and then come back down.
How's he going to drive up to Marietta?
That's like,
a catch-22.
Yeah,
he's screwed. He can't do anything. That's it.
That's like $1,100 in gas, like right there.
Exactly.
Dude, his car like has that overheating issue. Like it can't even make it up to North County.
He can't win. Maybe it's karma for like being mean to Quimby and not writing her back on
Facebook. Oh,
so mean. I
Girls
thought we were buddies.
Again.
No, in all seriousness,
Whatever.
Though, that sucks. That
what?
Sucks. No, what happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
How did he lose his license?
He has had like a bunch of like
registration.
I haven't.
Well, that's his dumbass.
No way, really?
Register his car.
Yeah,
he got pulled over like a bunch of times, and it's just like
I used to get pulled over all the time.
Well, he looks like
what is that, like an intern thing? Like that?
No, this was like I just used to speed. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I had a red car.
You used to speed?
Yeah, I don't really anymore.
Do you think he tried to cry to get out of the ticket?
I have seven points on my record.
7 points.
Yeah.
What is it?
You have to
take
go
off at?
You have to go into court after 4 and you have to explain why you should still have a license.
What?
Because I'm on the Mikey
show.
Yeah,
seven different. I've been to class for it four times.
Really?
So I got those taken off, and I'm finally back down to the point where like I haven't been pulled over in so long that like my insurance is now kind of manageable.
Starting to come down. Yeah, totally. That's hilarious.
But, yeah.
I believe that Seth will finally get pulled over for all this and probably get the big smackdown.
Big old crowbar motel.
I'm going for Labor Day weekend. Lots and lots of cops out.
Yeah.
So I figure some other people had a few guesses. Guess is. Wow. Danny's a stalker and wrote all these down. We got Mikey says September 7th. Sky said August 4th. Eddie said August 5th. Does anybody out there care about the dates that they got? But it's interesting as that Sean went to, he said November, and it looks like Spaceboy's saying September 1st.
Yeah.
You just picked that date out of your ass?
I called in because they were asking for P1s to play along.
Oh, so. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even hear you. I was supposed to catch up on the audio, but Danny couldn't.
Someone didn't post it.
Well, he's house sitting, so he's got
hey, Spaceboy. I think you're getting yelled at over here.
Yeah, I just think that somebody's free time is being, you know, criticized. Like, you know, you're not spending enough free time doing things for
talking about how you're done with work at 9:45, but then you can't get the daily
hours. Ouch. I retract my statement.
Ouch.
I retract my statement.
Spaceboy, you want to get on that?
Daddy's so busy throughout the day at work and all. Hey,
Spaceboy, you want to get on that?
Flying around. But it was a short week of the Mikey Show, only Monday through Wednesday.
It was weird.
It was weird. That's why I thought Wednesday was Friday, because they were playing Battle of the Sexes and stuff, and it messed with
my
mind. Who won Battle of the Sexes last week?
I don't know. I think the guys
Who do you
did.
Think?
The guys, really?
Yeah.
Well.
The girls were doing good, but then the guys came back.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, you guys.
Oh, no. All due respect.
I mean, it's just a legitimate thought that I have. I'm over the Battle of the Sexes.
Really?
I'm officially over it.
Well, I'd be over it, too, if my team was losing.
Yeah.
Ass.
5-19
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it's kind of harsh. So it's like, okay, the guys win every week.
Is it sad that I know more of the questions for the girls? Like, I would love to do a Battle of the Sexes with Quimby and Peaches versus Danny and Sin JJ.
I'm one of those girls. Like, I pay attention to a lot of, like, boy things, you know?
Well, hell, my fiancé is P1 Carnut.
I thought it was Cornut. What are you even talking about?
Oh, my God, you guys, he looks so hot today.
Like, literally, like, tripping.
Yeah, he's sweaty, yeah. Yeah.
He's very, very hot.
We'll be honest, it's quite hot in here.
I said heart, not hot.
Yeah, he's dabbing himself.
Oh, you poor little man.
You poor little sweaty man.
Oh, look at you. So hot over there.
Yeah, dude, I knew. And my dad's a mechanic, so pretty much any car question, like, I knew how to measure torque.
Oh, that's why it's Carnut, huh?
I knew. What?
Nothing.
Okay. That was brutal, son.
Wow, Daddy, you have hurt me with your words. Now get in my oven.
I am your BFF!
Hey, Danny, did anybody get any secret audio they want to play this week that they were interested in?
Dude, that messed
up. We did this last week. Hey, you got it. Play it if you want.
Did I give you anything?
I have stuff.
Oh, you do?
I didn't leave you any messages. I'm good.
I
don't know what they are.
Sing I sing a song to Danny on his iPhone on accident. Because I forgot.
Golden showers.
Golden showers. Daddy loves his golden showers.
I do the drive-by golden showers.
In That's his right. mouth, on his head.
Whoa, dude.
What?
Well, I do Kegels. I
My
can piss on you from 5
really
yards
strong.
Away.
My down there muscles are really strong.
Yes, my
PG-13.
Is strong.
I will be pulling that clip.
That actually, like, goes together. Okay.
Carnut, you're lucky, man. Okay, here's the first one I have.
Pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. Pick up your phone. Pick up the 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 phone. I am done with my phone. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
Oh my god. That was in response to the song that Danny left me on my voicemail. He did start singing, pick up the phone. So I had to call back and, like, get him back, you know? Continue
sure.
the song.
Sure, I did not.
You started the song, Danny.
No evidence.
I know. That's the worst part. I heard it. It happened. I swear. That was from my work parking lot, by the way.
I have one more.
Oh.
Is this going to be our new thing?
Hello, Danny. Hello, Danny. Hello, hello, hello. Where are you, BFF? Oh, my gosh. BFF.
I think there's another one, right?
That's the one I have.
Really?
Yeah, well, I did sing Danny another song in an apology because we got into it in the podcast thread.
Sanjaya left me.
I did send her that. Another okay.
one. I see it.
Aw. Yes, you guys get to hear my musical talents and how talented I am. I made this podcast with my two hands. It was my idea. Even the P1 site, my idea.
From the ground up.
Yes, I showed Danny about the interweb and said, here, this is how you use it.
Buffer this S, Danny. Get on it.
And while he's loading the audio, for the people who are listening live, the wireless went down here, so we can't live stream anymore.
What?
What?
What was the point of saying
no
that?
One
it
listening
doesn't even matter
live.
Now.
Like, I guess
oh, okay.
This would be the part where everybody falls asleep.
Yep.
Exactly. Terrible. Technology's weird.
Okay, Quimby, here's your last one.
Hello, Dan. This is Quimby. Hi. You got my message back, and I'm sorry.
That's Cricket, by the way. Cutting in
a little baby of sorts. And I figured the best way to express my apologies to you would be through songs, actually. And the song goes a little something like this.
Oh, God.
And one, and a two, and a three. And I am not mad at you. You are the BFF. I am not mad at you because you are BFF. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. BFF forever and ever. We are a BFF. And have a good night.
You're crazy.
Ham.
Ham.
Yes. Oh, man. And I cannot wait to post a picture of my mother with ham. She posed for it. She gets it. She's good. Man. Yes, I forgot when I called Danny initially with that I'm sorry we're BFF song. He calls me back. He goes, you know what you did, right? And I said, yes, I sang you a song. And I apologize because I love you. And he said, no. You just now provided me with more audio of you singing. So, congratulations. And ham. Well, you guys, this was a great... What is this? What the heck?
Whoa.
Sanjaya is the strangest person I know.
Sorry, that was what Sanjaya left me on my voicemail.
He's such a strange boy.
He's all, good morning, San Diego.
Man, somebody needs to get some audio of Danny leaving a heated message. Or maybe even Space Boy telling off a telemarketer.
No.
I don't. No, you guys have to see that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys
about.
Have to see that.
Yes, you have to see it with your eyes.
Oh, no, like hear
it. Hear it with your ears.
Whatever, dude. Were you here when he did it? Were you here?
Look at the time. We're out of time this week, so.
Dude. He goes ape crap on those
okay,
people.
Okay, so let's. We're out of time here.
No, we're not.
I think we are.
Aww.
Anyway,
we're having so much fun this week too.
He yells at them.
I'm just kidding.
And then tells them to f off, and then
to f their mothers no. like the girl on 40-year-old virgin. Yeah.
he cheers for himself.
You are the best Space Boy. I want you to come to my house and tell off telemarketers.
Why are you calling me right now? Don't you know I'm busy?
No, he said, haven't I told you before you're not to call this number?
Yeah. It's like,
excuse
me? It's the same dude calling him back.
Excuse me?
That is not how it works.
Do not call his phone number again. So stern. I liked it.
Sorry, Akmar in India.
Akmar.
I am so sorry.
I was just calling about your HP computer.
Yeah. Dude, I think Ronnie and I had an encounter at the Jack in a Box drive-thru where the drive-thru voice was like from India. Like,
no.
For serious.
What?
Yeah, like we pulled up to the drive-thru. No, we pulled up to the drive-thru. She's like, "Welcome to Jack in the Box. Can I take your order?"
You pull up, it's like a white guy.
No, and but the delay, there was like a delay, like on her voice, and we could like barely understand her. And then when we pulled up, like the girl that we paid. Sound nothing like that.
So they're
like,
outsourcing drive-thrus now.
Oh, yeah. No, don't even tell me that. Don't even tell me that, dude.
No.
I know that they like have a, I think they have a recording. Whenever you pull up, it's like, "Hello, would you like to try the iced coffee?
And
like,
then the real voice and then the real comes, verse on, comes
yeah.
on.
Yeah, but you guys know what? It sounded like an automated voice, but not. Like she was, and she said her name was Apple. She's like, "Hi, this is
it's
Apple."
Always, it's yeah. always like the weirdest like American, like, "Hello, this is Bob."
Yeah, that's
no,
what it
not.
Is, dude.
No,
yeah,
it's
when
not
I used to call you real names for my old job.
My name is Scott.
Yeah.
Yes, they would do
my
that
name
when
is
I
Rocky.
Worked it's at just... my job at a Verifies People Insurance at Blue Cross, Blue Shield, all that fun stuff. Every single time we either called the Philippines or India.
It's I hate it because you
went.
Can't understand them.
Well, it's because you know dude has like 8 syllables in his name. It's like that's why.
It's so crazy. It's like the
Reno
911 episode I recently saw where they outsourced their 911 to India.
No way. That's awesome.
They call India to get their 911 calls and like
911. I'm here.
What is your emergency?
What is your
no, ma'am. Please calm down.
It turns out the number they're calling is outsourcing for a bunch of different things. He goes, "Your computer order is being processed," and they're like, "No, we need our 911 calls."
I'm bleeding.
That show's so good. If you're not watching Reno 911,
but yeah,
that's
dude,
pretty funny.
It was a really weird experience. I was, we were, yeah, no one then. Yeah.
You know they have a Jack in the Box in Mission Valley that's completely automated.
Yeah, no, dude.
You go up to touch screens
there.
And you
they
sit
have
there
one
and
here
you
too.
Put
my
in
friend
your,
went
your,
there.
Yeah,
no, they
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
They people won't talk to you.
There's a Carl's.
Yeah,
Jr.
you walk
too.
In and there's just touch screens and you.
Dude, my friend. Her
then,
dad
boom,
went 2-1, and they're like,
yeah,
"You gotta use the
and you
machines.
Put cash in.
That's the only way to do
that's
it.
That's the only way. They won't.
No
tell.
Way.
He walked out.
I would too.
What?
That's
yeah.
crazy.
And why?
I'd probably
and
go
why?
Out
that's
and I'm
awesome.
Like a telemarketer.
And why?
Because if they mess up your order, that's you messing up your order.
And yeah. why?
You made
right.
it. You know.
I'm
what?
A guy that likes
I
custom
said no
stuff.
Onions.
On my burgers. I like to make custom
you
burgers.
Can
every
customize
time.
Yeah,
you
can
customize
them.
Every
yeah.
single thing.
You can say no onions. You want red onions, so you get Philippine onions.
Oh, he's weird.
Nice.
He's
give me the chicken ciabatta without the ciabatta bread,
yeah.
but the white bread.
He wants and regular
want,
bread that you can
it's like,
do
can you
bread
do that?
Just,
the machines won't let you do that.
I'm they have some
I
to
love
talk to,
the machines.
You know? It's kind of like the kiosk little things at like Home Depot and if you need help.
For me though, it's like I'm all about automation. It's like F the people, dude.
Oh, sorry. I hate that self-service checkout.
Yeah. Power from
the
people.
That is the
no,
worst.
No, you want to know the best tip for the self-service checkout? You go and get a sticker off like the cheapest vegetable, right? And you keep it. And then you get the most expensive fruit and then you plug in the code for the cheap vegetable. They will never know. And you'll get like the most exotic expensive fruit for like 99 cents when it should be $4 a pound.
You freaking... Jesus.
Oh, I love you.
What? Right?
That's so what it's going to turn
not
into.
Not looking so bad now, is
way to
it?
Stick it to the farmers of America.
Yeah. Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't
they don't have
any
trouble
debt.
Or anything.
That's right.
It's
right?
not like they just didn't flood themselves, you know? Like, no, they're fine.
They gave themselves salmonella. They did it themselves.
Like,
they went pooped on their freaking crops.
Like, Karna got these like hybrid nectar mango reens things. They
what?
Were so good, and we paid 99 cents a pound for them.
That's genius.
And her name is P1 Peaches. She'd be reading it at P1 Peaches at
P1Site.com.
99 cents a pound.
You are terrible. There are some union workers out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
they're just
they're
mad
go.
They didn't think of it.
They record all that, don't
here
they?
We go.
They're going to protest your house.
Caught. Free food.
What? Yeah, if you... Oh, wait. Do you use your like, Albertsons card?
Well, my brother worked at Albertsons for a while, so that was, like, extra. So I got, like, 5% discount.
No, I'm saying, like,
do you
use your
like,
card?
A credit card or, like, an Albertsons card?
Oh, no. You mean how I pay? Yeah, I use my preferred card, and I use usually a check card.
Yeah, so when they, like, go on the videotape...
You're totally screwed.
And, like, they check that...
They're gonna see
they're
that
like,
hybrid melon peach and
for a
they're
dollar.
Gonna say, wait a minute,
whatever. I haven't got caught yet.
Go to jail.
When you're on your own, you do crazy things.
Like,
okay.
What do you in for? Stole some fruit.
Yeah. Well, we
you're
can be
hard.
Stealing some more fruit here.
You'll get your teardrop that way.
Yeah.
You came to the right place.
Three dot.
Whatever, dude. If you get like a similar looking fruit, they'll never effing know.
What?
Like, oh if you get, gosh. Like, a peach, but then, like, you do nectarines.
So, yeah, peaches are the same as nectars.
Nectarines.
You tell that to the hardworking farmers of America.
I will. Because they get, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Man. I could go on and on and on forever.
Me too.
Yeah, can I just come
Bobby,
over your house?
Bobby, I want to be on you. I just wanted to say that.
You Whoa. Have one fantastic hiney.
Yes.
That didn't come out right.
Your eyes are like sparkling
wait, wait,
jewels.
Wait. Let me rephrase let me, this. And if you don't like it, you can just give it right back.
I
want to
be
on
you.
Yes, I want to be on you. Next time, maybe don't wear a bra. All right, well, we got to go, guys. This has been a wicked awesome 10th episode.
This was good.
Yes, and I promise next time the Mikey Show will be back. We'll have a lot more to chit-chat about.
Hooray for Comic-Con.
And tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to hear all about Danny's experience with Space Boy, the famous
My
Harry
first
Potter
year.
Dude. Yeah, and look forward to Mikey talking about Danny all the time on the Mikey Show. So. Anyways,
go Team Victory.
I hope you all have a great week, and
Bye.
We will see you in two more weeks. Take care.
Bye-bye.